Share number 28. We are now beginning Perek Gimel in Shara Bitachin. And in Perek Gimel, the Chayvus HaLevavos is beginning to tell us what leads to Bitachin. What are the prerequisites to Bitachin? And he's going to list off five prerequisites that the Lev Tov here enumerates in his Hakdama to Perek Gimel. Number one, that Hashem has the seven traits that we just listed in Perek Beis. Number two, Hashem knows if your heart is relying on Him or not. He knows your machshavas, how much your bitachin is it belev shalem or not. Number three, you have to trust in Hashem alone and no one else. Number four, a person has to put in his full effort to accomplish everything that Hashem expects him to accomplish. Put in all his effort, the best possible that he could do. And number five, the Ratzon of Hashem is that Hashem generally works through nature. And therefore, in order to achieve parnasa and other things in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects a person to do ishtadlus. And therefore, even though it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since He works through nature, so He expects us to work through the nature as well and to do our ishtadlus. Now, the Chayvus HaLevavos begins here, Perek Gimel, and says, Chamesh HaKadomei Zayin, there are five prerequisites, Shema Adam Mevin Oysan Aburyan, that if a person understands them clearly, umamin bohen be'emes, and truly believes in them, oz bitchayne belekim hushalim, then he has full reliance and complete bitachayn on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Hakdama Rishayne, what's the first prerequisite? Like we mentioned as we listed them off, sheyamin adam v'yebor loy, a person has to know and believe clearly, that it's found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all seven traits, seven conditions from Perek Beis. These are the seven conditions that if one is relying on someone and they have them, so he could actually rely on them. Chayvus HaLevavos has already mentioned these seven conditions. And I proved from the psukim that I was able to recall shenizdamnu li. I showed how they're found by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we mentioned last time in the end of Perek Beis that the Chayvus HaLevavos wrote that we don't really need psukim, they're obvious, it'll just be easier to remember. And now, ve'elahim. Now the Chayvus HaLevavos is going to actually go into a little bit more detail of the seven tonight. He talked about the seven conditions in the last parak, and he brought psukim, and now he's going to go into detail even more into those seven conditions. But that is just all part of prerequisite number one. This is called Hakdama Rishayna, is prerequisite number one, is to know those seven conditions. And now we're going to go through, again, those seven conditions. So, Atnai HaRishayna, the first Tanai. Now, Rav Rubinstein says that for this next few lines, we should look at the top of the Chayvus HaLevavos, the words of Rav Ivan Tibayin. He says, read them in Rav Ivan Tibayin on the top in his Hebrew. Make sure you understand it with the Lev Tov on the bottom, but then go back to the original Hebrew. And Vashevoisa Levavecha, like we said last time, bring it into your heart, make Hislavus out of it. He says interesting thing. He said, and we mentioned this other times as well, that special Hislavus that you find very often in the words of the Chayvus HaLevavos, that are Ma'ires HaLevavos, he says, he finds more in the top, in the Ibn Tibayin, than in the other translations. And because those are the words that Klal Yisrael have been learning for so many years. So let's look at the words on top. Harishayn. Sha'boire yisporach merachem ala adam yoyser mikol merachem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanes, has mercy on a person more than any other being could have mercy. And now the Chayvus HaLevavos makes a startling statement. Any mercy or compassion that exists in mankind, that a person has, someone has on you, kulam heim meiracham mehakel v'chem lasei, they are only by means of HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilling it in someone else and allowing it to exist. K'may sh'amar HaKosu v'nosan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha, says the Chayvus HaLevavos Meridik, that the Pasuk says, Hashem says, I will give you rachamim, and then you will have mercy. He learns pshat, because a person cannot have rachmanis in this world unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to have rachmanis. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts that rachmanis in him. We think, we're accustomed to thinking, that mercy is an emotion. It's a natural thing. A mother has a mercy for the child. That's a natural thing. And the Chayvus HaLevavos is telling something that is unbelievable, that it's not true. It's no such thing as a natural thing. If a mother has compassion and love for a child, it's because Hashem created that rachmanis, put them inside the mother, and that mother's rachmanis is the flowing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanis on the person. That, says the Chayvus HaLevavos, is atnai harishain, that a person has to understand that. The person has to understand that any mercy or compassion comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through people. And it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really part of understanding something that is one of the other Hakdamas. But the understanding, like the Ramban says, that Hashem doesn't perform Nisim Gluyim. He runs the world through Nisim Nistarim. And our job is to see that. Our job is to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Nisim Nistarim. It's a beautiful mashal to this idea. There was once a young boy, his name was Chaim. He lived in 1930. And he was the star of a school production in his school. And who was he playing the part of? He played the part of the Chazan Yossele Rosenblatt. Now this Chaim had a nice singing voice, but he was no Yossele Rosenblatt. So what did the school do? Very simple thing. They put on a recording of Yossele singing his chazanis, and Chaim simply mouthed his part, moved his body, and from the crowd it looked like this Chaim was mamish belting out the chazanis of Yossele Rosenblatt. Now, what would happen if someone didn't know the voice was a recording? And what if, let's take it another step, what if little Chaim would say, hey, I have an unbelievable voice, I could sing beautifully. Actually, I'm going to go audition as a chazan to get a job with my beautiful, amazing voice. He'd be the laughing stock. He's a fool. He wasn't doing anything. He was just going through the motions. So too, one who thinks that he's in charge, that he's in charge of his own emotions even, or that the person's emotions are coming from him, that his ishtadlus is coming from him, that his support is coming from himself. A person who doesn't realize that all he's really doing is going through the motions. That's what Hashem wants him to do. Hashem is really the one behind. He's the recording. He's the one running the show. We're just going through the motions. And that's an unbelievable mashal, bechlal for Amunah, to understand what we're doing here and how it's really all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even on things that we take for granted, like the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying, Rachmanis is a natural thing. No, no, no. Rachmanis is the Rebbeinu Shalom's Rachmanis. If someone has Rachmanis on you, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having Rachmanis through this person, putting it into him, v'nosan l'cha rachamim, v'richamcha, and then he could have Rachmanis.